Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk a little college football coming up in a few moments from now with Ralph Russo. Does a great job, senior college football writer for The Athletic. And when you take a glance around the college football world right now, man, a lot of storylines going on with the coaching carousel. As James Franklin is out, it's expected that Billy Napier is going to be fired at some point, maybe even as soon as Saturday night or Sunday morning. So a lot of rumors going on right now. A lot of good games also coming up this weekend too. And Ralph Russo joins us right now. Ralph, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
Good, good. You're right. It's a very busy time of the year. The coaching carousel, when that gets cranking this early, Zach, it really puts a different spin on the season. No pun intended.
Yeah, and let me start you off with Cignetti, because 2 years ago, if I would have told you that the coach at Indiana would basically be like, thanks but no thanks to Penn State, you would say, all right, like, what drugs are you on? Are you the dumbest person on this planet? But it kind of just shows you the structure now. In college football, you could change things overnight. And if you get the funding, why leave for even if it's a bigger and more historically better brand?
Yeah, you can compete. It really, listen, it's always come down to money to a certain degree. And I think that the bigger brands, as my colleague Stuart Mandel at The Athletic likes to say, the 100-seat stadium schools, they still have an advantage. There are still advantages there. But if you really are willing to step up and spend on your coach, on players, the facilities and other stuff like that still matter, though not quite as much as they used to be, you can be competitive. Now, listen, is Indiana now Ohio State? I don't think so. But at 64 years old, you know, this was the school that gave Cignetti his first big break, a career that had sort of spanned from like Elon to Alabama, right? Like he had been in all these different places and it had been a really slow burn. And so I can understand him sort of being loyal to the school that gave him his big break. And listen, it's also easy to be loyal at $11 million a year. They're providing him everything he needs to compete at a high level.
So now you have Cignetti out. I know that no one knows who's going to get the Penn State job necessarily. Matt Rhule's going to be a name that's clearly associated with Pat Kraft. I'm a Temple grad, so I know very much well about the Pat Kraft and Matt Rhule connection. But where are the names that now you look if you're the Penn State fan on who they should want as their next head coach?
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm in some ways a little hesitant to just you throw names out there and you don't want to be like, listen, this person is a candidate, because you don't really know who the actual candidates are. Only Pat Kraft knows who the actual candidates are. But I think what you try to do is like, just like with a guy like Cignetti or Matt Rhule, is you try to like look at the profiles of people who might be available and say, this makes sense for Penn State, right? And Matt Rhule is the most obvious one that seemingly would make sense for Penn State. I would say Manny Diaz has been hired by Pat Kraft before. Now, he never coached a game at
Temple. He's undefeated.
But he was the coach of Temple for a hot minute. Before leaving Temple and taking the job down at Miami.
I think you know, it was 17 days. I'm not salty or anything about it, but I think it was 17 days there, Ralph.
Right. And as much as Manny's time at Miami was bumpy, it wasn't horrible. I would say, like, we talk about funding and support and things like that. Manny wasn't getting the type of support and funding that Mario got now. So, you know, again, like, and Manny's done a pretty good job at Duke. And he was also on the Penn State staff for a couple of years. So he was in Happy Valley for a couple of years. So again, is he a candidate? I don't know, but he's a guy who sort of fits the profile of a relationship with the athletic directors, had a nice run right now. So maybe he could be a name that could pop up. You know, I try to connect some dots and think, you know, Mike Elko is from the Northeast. Now, he's got a pretty good situation at Texas A&M. Frankly, he's got a team that might be making a long playoff run, which is another thing you need to sort of work into the equation too, Zach. Like, who would be available to be hired, considering most hirings have to be done in early December. Maybe that changes a little bit now because the portal isn't until January, but a sitting head coach who's in the playoff might be a hard guy to pull away. So again, like, when you talk about big picture, who's available, who Penn State might look towards, I still think Matt Rhule is probably at the top of the list. Who else becomes a little blurry and hard to decipher.
Yeah, maybe I'll be dead wrong on this. I just feel, and I think it truly is a flip of the coin, but I feel like Matt is going to stay at Nebraska. I obviously understand the connections to Penn State probably better than anybody. I look at Mike Elko. I think he's staying at A&M. I think Lane Kiffin is staying at Ole Miss, but the name I keep on throwing out there is Eli Drinkwitz, who I kind of feel like, okay, Penn State could be in play, or even Florida could be in play for him as well if he wants to stay in the SEC.
Yeah, I have felt that he would seem to be a pretty good candidate for Florida. And that doesn't mean he can't be a candidate for Penn State. You know, again, Eli's done a really nice job at a Missouri program that, again, has stepped up and is competing and trying to compete at a higher level, trying to compete at the top of the SEC, and is doing a pretty good job of that in terms of, again, investment and things along those lines. And again, Eli should get a lot of credit there. So yeah, without question, he is a guy whose name I think will be in a lot of places. I think for people like me, you know, Florida has been a hot seat for 3 years now, right? We've been waiting for Billy Napier to go one way or the other for it seemingly like, you know, for 3 years now, whereas Penn State is such a new arriver onto the scene. You know, just 3 weeks ago, they were playing a top 10 matchup against Oregon. So who could have guessed that we would get here with Penn State? So, you know, does a guy like Drinkwitz then become a possible candidate if things don't work out with Rhule? Yeah, I think it's fair to say that a lot of the big jobs will be looking at a lot of the same candidates.
And I'm also going to be curious, because coaches get very selective and they do things that maybe don't make sense to us when picking jobs in terms of what they value, what the next move is for James Franklin. Like, you know, will he sit out for a year? Yeah. Does he take maybe a UCLA, which would be ironic? Or would he take Virginia Tech? Or does he say, you know what? I'm a big-time football coach. Florida's open. You know, let me go to the SEC and let me go coach Florida and get right back into the hopper. I'm fascinated by what Franklin's going to do next.
So a lot of different ways to look at this. And again, you know, you're trying to read people's minds. So, but let's kind of look at this from a couple of different angles. Perception is everything, right? And right now, despite James Franklin's excellent record, the perception of James Franklin is probably like his stock is probably low compared to how good a coach he is, right? That's probably not fair, but I think that's probably a fair assessment of his situation. So if you're James Franklin, do you feel like, hey, why should I go coach in the ACC. Let's just say in the ACC. Virginia Tech's a good program, but right now there is a pecking order where the Big Ten's got a lot of money, the SEC's got a lot of money, you got a little less money in the ACC, a little less money in the Big 12, right? So I think that if you aspire to compete at the very top of the sport, or aspire to do that, you want to be in the Big Ten or the SEC. So if you're James, a guy who's accomplished as much as he has, do you find yourself thinking, oh, that's a step back if I go to a Virginia Tech, even though it's been a historically pretty solid program? I want to be back in the big time. Well, again, your stock is a little low. So does a Florida really want you? You know, if you're a Florida, the athletic director of Florida, is that a hard sell to your constituents saying that, hey, the guy who just crashed out at Penn State, that's the guy who's going to lead us to a national championship? So there's a lot of things in play there that sometimes aren't necessarily fair in the way you judge a coach, but you know what you do, perception is reality. So I think that is one of the things that he's going to have to deal with. And maybe he is best off doing TV for a year, building his stock back up, because sometimes, you know, time heals some wounds, and maybe you have a better situation next year. The last thing I'll say on that, though, a lot of jobs are going to open up. So
yeah.
So it might be hard for a guy like Franklin to stay away because there might be so many opportunities available.
Like, what about Auburn and Kentucky? Do you feel like those jobs are going to open up when the hiring cycle gets underway?
The Auburn thing does seem like we are on the precipice here. You talked about where Napier is, and I know there have been reports. You know, frankly, I wake up every Sunday over the last year and a half wondering if Billy Napier is going to still be the coach at Florida. So, yes, could it happen as early as this Sunday? Sure, but I feel like it could have happened for the last 17 Sundays of college football season. Auburn, I think, is getting very close to that point, too. You know, Hugh Freeze seemed like a pretty good hire at the time. Guy has SEC experience and a track record of doing well at Ole Miss. Comes with some baggage, but hey, you know, if you win, we can put your baggage aside. And we're now looking at possibly 3 years where the returns are just not great. Like, just pure results on the field, you would think Auburn needs to be better. The other thing interesting about with Freeze is we talk about some of these astronomical buyouts. Mm-hmm. They kind of bought low on Freeze to a certain degree, right? He doesn't have one. I'm not sure what the number is on top of my head, but I think it's in the $10 to $15 million range, which is a lot of money for you and I, Zach. But really, I mean, that's like couch cushion money, at, you know, compared to some of these other schools that are firing coaches. So moving away from Freeze after giving it a 3 year or 2+ year run wouldn't be that tough for Auburn. As for Kentucky, that is a money situation, right? There's a lot of money on the table there for Mark Stoops. And I feel like that's not a situation where you might see a firing as much as the school and the coach kind of sit down and look at each other and say, you know, maybe we could both use a change here. So let's talk about how to make that happen.
Yeah, and you look at Kentucky, they did it with John Calipari. So I guess that could happen in the athletic department. When we look at some coaches that could be on the move, in the non-Power Four, right, everyone's going to tell you John Summerall, Golish, Ryan Silverfield. But inside the Power Four, I keep on going to two names. I'm wondering if Kenny Dillingham will be back at Arizona State next year, or does he take a bigger job? Or Brent Key at Georgia Tech, who's having a really good season right now, they're undefeated. I wonder if he maybe looks for a bigger job as well.
So Kenny D, I would think, is more likely to remain at Arizona State. There's two things going on. First of all, this season, I think he's got a pretty good team. The Levin injury has thrown it off a little bit. Like, I don't know if he would be, let's say, by the time we get to the end of November, I'm not sure Kenny Dillingham would be selling himself at the top of his own market, right? If they're 8-4, maybe all of a sudden he finds himself going like, you know, okay, I'm going to sit this out. Not to mention, again, that is his school. So I could also see him being having a level of loyalty to his own school that would make him say, you know, I got more work to be done here as opposed to just being here for 3 years. But he certainly has the look of a rising star. And I just forgot the other name that you
Brent
said.
Key.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, Brent Key is going to be an interesting one because there is definitely an arrow up on Brent Key at a Georgia Tech team that, you know, if they win it, especially if they win at Duke this weekend, all of a sudden, like, the path towards Georgia Tech getting to the ACC championship and even playing in the playoff looks pretty darn good. And of course, that reverts back to our other conversation. If you're in the playoff, can I hire you for another job, or do you become off the market because your team's in the playoff and I can't negotiate with you? So that's something to keep in mind with Key. But yeah, that is a stock rising guy who, you know, line of scrimmage coach, former offensive line coach. I think that travels well too, in terms of, you know, where he could possibly fit, be a Big Ten, SEC, or maybe a bigger ACC job.
Yeah, and you also wonder, just like with Kenny Dillingham, because Brent Key is a Georgia Tech guy, like, does he just stay there out of loyalty to the school? Because a few years ago, when he was an interim, no one was talking about him for a head coaching job. All righty, let me just get a few more in with Ralph Russo, then we'll let you run. Ole Miss and Georgia. I like Trinidad Chambliss a lot. Georgia's offense just hasn't really been all that for me this year, and I think they've been begging to get got the last few weeks. I kind of think Ole Miss is going to beat them once again. Your thoughts?
So Ole Miss last year worked over Georgia about as well as anybody has worked over Georgia in the Kirby Smart era. That was in Oxford, and that was an Ole Miss team that had a pretty ferocious defensive line. This Ole Miss team is not as loaded on the defensive side of the ball. Still very good offensively with Lane Kiffin. I just have a hard time. And you're right, this is not 2022-2021 sure. Georgia, just to be very clear. This is not that type of team. I have a hard time seeing Kirby losing two in a row to Lane, especially in Georgia. Listen, close game, but I'm leaning more towards Georgia getting the job done here.
A USC and Notre Dame, it feels like nationally everyone's picking Notre Dame. I see they're as high as a 9.5, 10-point favorite. How much of a chance you give USC to pull off the upset on the road?
So I'm not a betting man, but that does seem like a lot of points. And Notre Dame is playing great. You got to remember, their two losses are to two top five teams at this point. So Notre Dame has been rolling since then. Hard to trust Lincoln Riley's teams on the road. Hard to trust Lincoln Riley's teams in general. I do think this USC team offensively is as good as they maybe have had since Caleb Williams left town. But again, that seems like a lot of points to me. I love USC's running game. But the other thing that I think you should remember in this rivalry, the better team usually wins. And I think the better team is Notre Dame. One last thing on this one, Zach. Little bit of a bold prediction. The winner of this game makes the playoff.
Yeah, right.
I think the winner of this game will end up making the playoff.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that. All righty, so just getting back to Penn State or maybe even Florida, right? Some of these fan bases, they're like delusional. Like, yeah, you could call Marcus Freeman. I may call Beyonce for a date. I don't think I'm getting that date with Beyonce. Some Penn State fans are saying, oh, what about Kalen DeBoer? Kalen DeBoer is not leaving Alabama for Penn State.
Yeah.
Is there a mystery name out? Some people have flown out Brian Kelly if things go south at LSU. Ooh, is there a name out
there? Yeah. So the funny thing with Brian Kelly is I suspect that Brian Kelly might like that idea of going to Penn State and resetting his clock because things aren't going that great at LSU. But I know there's been some criticism of like, hey, why would you hire Matt Rhule? Look at his record in the big games. Aren't you just hiring another version of James Franklin? In many ways, that's what Brian Kelly is, except you don't have the pre-existing relationship with the athletic director in the school. And, you know, Matt Rhule's a former Penn State guy. You know, he played for Joe Paterno. So I don't know. The Kelly thing, I think, would make more sense to Kelly than it would to Penn State. Yeah, you know, I think this is a broader conversation of like, what will make you happy, right? I think I find myself with fans when I like throw out names on Twitter and we do these articles and they're like, well, that guy stinks and I don't want this guy. Like, that's underwhelming. Who is a good candidate for you?
Yeah.
Because it's not just who's who will, like there's only so many people who will take your job. Like, why would Marcus Freeman leave a good situation at Notre Dame just to move into a similar situation at Penn State? Why would Kalen DeBoer leave a great situation at Alabama to move over there? Like, the pool is a lot smaller than I think most fans want it to be. So I think you're almost setting yourself up to be a little disappointed.
Yeah, and let's be real. Everyone, when they get into these coaching stuff, they come off as hypocrites. Like, I've heard from the Penn State fan, don't hire Matt Rhule because he, you know, the top 25 record isn't good. Well, he was at Temple and Baylor when no one wanted to go to Baylor. But then people will say, oh, I'll take Fran Brown, though, from Syracuse, who Fran Brown learned everything under Matt Rhule. And I know he was at Georgia for a little bit with Kirby Smart, but he's a Matt Rhule guy.
That's an amazing point, Zach, that I love to try to hammer home too. So I'm with you on this. There is more desire to go for the unknown. I think fans are like, we want the next Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
So find that guy. And I would say also this, if Dan Lanning's team doesn't win a playoff game this year, he will be the next coach that we look at and go, hey, man, when are you going to step up and win something big, right? Like, which is crazy because he's done such a great job, but we're so fickle with the way we look at these coaches. Like, their reputations turn on one or two games here. So I think that there's a lot of desire. Like, you'll look at the unknown coach, the John Summerall. Why don't you go get John Summerall? He's the next up-and-coming rising star. It's like, hey, why don't we see him actually win a conference, like win the American first before we dub him the next Nick Saban? So it's just such a very weird dynamic that the coaches with a track record end up being less desirable than the ones with very short track records that we can wish cast them to be the next great coach.
Does a great job covering college football as a writer for The Athletic. He's been doing this for a long time. He is Ralph Russo. Ralph, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Zach.
There you go. Ralph Russo joining us on the show. We'll take a break. We'll come on back. We'll do a little onside offside next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb.
righty, onside, offside time right now on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We do this every Monday and Friday. We go to Michael Semter.
Derek Jeter.
Number two.
6'6 guard out of North Carolina. Michael Semter.
My favorite was, hold on, I just want to make sure that I get his height right. I want to say that it was 6'4". Yes, it would be. I forget who the Nets PA announcer was, but he used to be 6 foot guard, 6 foot four guard at a Cal. And he would just pause and he would just go, D-d-d-d-d! He would scream it like that. Just be big announcer voice. 6 foot four guard at a Cal at point guard. D-d-d-d-d!
I thought you were going to go with John Wall.
Oh, no, no.
6'4 from Kentucky.
No.
There's always the famous Knicks. Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. Or, my favorite was at the Garden when they used to go, Danilo Gallinari.
Was it Chris Russo calling it?
No, that's how they used to sound.
That sounded a little mad dog right there.
No, Michael. No, Danilo Gallinari. No. All right, let's go to onside, offside. Let's go.
All right, now the Saints are 5-1, so of course many of their star players are considered trade targets. While Chris Olave is likeliest to get dealt, five-time Pro Bowl running back Alvin Kamara said he'd rather retire than go anywhere else.
I don't want to go anywhere, you know, and I've said it countless times. Y'all know that. I think everybody knows that. The fan base knows that. And at the end of the day, it's business, you know. So, you know, I don't go upstairs and I don't have an office upstairs.
Yeah.
I got an office in Charlotte at NASCAR, but I don't got an office upstairs. So I don't really sit in those meetings and I don't really know what happens up there. I just got to, you know, keep my head down and, you know, I don't know. If I was a GM, I guess I would go to the player and be like, hey, we're trading you, just so you know. So if Mickey come downstairs and say that, then I'm going to go drink a pina colada.
Sounds like pina colada or the Saints. It's no other options for Alvin Kamara. So onside, offside, despite his threats of walking away from the game, the Saints should still trade Kamara.
I don't buy it. I think he's just trying to say all the nice things right there. If the Saints walk to him and say, hey, we're going to trade you to, let's say, Eagles wouldn't make sense. The Detroit and the Lions wouldn't make sense either. Let's say we're going to trade you to Pittsburgh. You know, go try to have a chance to go, you know, you'll be in the playoffs this year. You think he's really going to complain about, or what happens if they say, hey, Kansas City wants you? You think he's going to say no to Kansas City? Come on. Despite his threat to Saints to trade Kamara, yeah, onsides.
All right. The Panthers have won two straight, largely because of the play of backup running back Rico Dowdle, who's rushed for an insane 390 yards during those two wins. He's averaging 7.3 yards a carry during that span. Now, Carolina does have a little bit of a dilemma as starter Chuba Hubbard, who signed a four-year, $33 million deal less than a year ago, is finally back from injury. So onside, offside, the Panthers should ride the hot hand of Dowdle rather than split carries with their starter Hubbard.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think it matters. I think everyone's missing the point here. It's not about Chuba Hubbard. It's not about Rico Dowdle right now. It's the big hog mollies up front. Those offensive linemen for the Carolina Panthers have been unbelievable. So I'm going to answer the question because you asked it that way. The Panthers should ride the hot hand of Dowdle rather than split carries with Hubbard. I'm going to go offside. They should play both of them. Now you can have a this week because he's been the guy, but you just paid Chuba Hubbard a lot of money. Make both of them go. Wear a team down. They're playing the Jets this week, so you may not even need to wear them down in the fourth quarter, but you go one after the other, and that's a way that you have a very healthy backfield and fresh legs, and you don't have to put Bryce Young in a situation where on his arm he's going to have to go win the game. So the Panthers should ride the hot hand of Dowdle rather than split the carries with Hubbard. I'm going to say split the carries, so I will go offsides there.
Offside.
Now, after trading Micah Parsons to the Packers, the Cowboys defense has been the worst in the NFL, allowing over 400 yards per game. The only team in the NFL allowing over 400 yards per game. Now, reports say Dallas is one of the teams eyeing a deal for Bengals star Trey Hendrickson as they look to cash in on their four first-round picks over the next 2 years. Now, the Bengals win last night obviously changes that a little bit, so Hendrickson may not be on the move, but onside, offside, the Cowboys should trade at least one of their first-round picks for Trey Hendrickson.
He is 30. He turns 31 in December. I get it. When he plays, I know he didn't play last night. He is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. But where are the Cowboys going even if they get Trey Hendrickson? I don't think the Cowboys are a playoff team. So the Cowboys should trade at least one first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson? Absolutely not. I'm going offside.
Offside.
All right. Now, the 49ers have been crushed by injury, losing both all-pro defensive stars in Nick Bosa and Fred Warner for the season while Brock Purdy nurses his own injury. However, some good news in San Francisco is tight end George Kittle is back at practice, and he said, quote, "I fully plan on playing on Sunday as long as Kyle Shanahan lets me. Onside, offside, Kittle is more important to the offense than Purdy."
I'm going to go offsides on this one, and I understand that Mac Jones kind of went in there and showed about the system that is in San Francisco. Jake Tonjes also has been good, too. Now, their tight end has 25 receptions, 224 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So it's not as if they are, you know, Kittle's great, so they're always missing his production, and Kittle's a better player than Brock Purdy is. But I think it's easier week in and week out to replace the tight end in other ways, whether it's running the ball, whether it's other wide receivers stepping up. I think it's easier to replace the tight end week in and week out than it is the quarterback. So when you ask me this question of Kittle's more important to the offense than Purdy, I'm going to go offside on that one.
Offside.
Now, the Rams have a huge matchup against the Jaguars this weekend, but will play the game without star Puka Nacua, who's nursing an ankle injury. Now, Puka leads the NFL in catches per game and is second in yards per game. He's on pace for 153 catches for 1,800 yards. Onside, offsides. After Jefferson and Jamar Chase, Puka is the third best receiver in the NFL.
Man. My first thought is CeeDee Lamb.
Me too.
It's my first thought. But I will say, Puka Nacua, that's a bad man right now. That guy's unbelievable. He has 616 receiving yards this year and 54 receptions. Now, CeeDee Lamb's been injured, but he's coming back this week. It's so tough. It's so close. I'm going to still give the slight edge just because we've seen longer of him in the NFL of CeeDee Lamb. So after Jefferson and Chase, Puka is the third best wide receiver in the NFL. It pains me to do it because I love me some Puka Nacua, but slight. Little offside.
Offside.
All right, now we get a big Friday night special in the ACC as 4-1 Louisville travels to Miami.
That would be Miami.
Miami, our Miami family, to take on the undefeated number 2 Canes.
Going to Miami.
Two of the Cardinals' wins came against Group of Five teams, while a third came against FCS Eastern Kentucky, and the Canes are favored by 13.5 at home. Onside, offside, Louisville will cover the spread and keep the game close throughout.
I'm just going to answer it on the first part. I don't know if they're going to keep the game close throughout. I don't know if you ever think that Miami's going to actually lose the game, but I would plus the points here tonight. So I would plus the 13.5. So I'm going to lean more onsides on this one, as Louisville is going to cover the spread, but they're not going to win. It's the U. It's all about the U. The U is going to win.
All right, now Clemson, staying in the ACC, has won 2 straight to even their surprising record to 3-3 on the season before an ACC championship game rematch tomorrow with SMU. However, QB Cade Klubnik is questionable to play with an ankle injury himself, though he's been lights out the past 3 games, averaging 300 yards over in the air with 8 touchdowns and just 2 picks. Onside, offside, you still expect Klubnik to be drafted in the first 2 rounds.
Yeah, and I don't know if it changed, but kind of the sentiment yesterday is that they were leading that he wouldn't play rather than he would play. He's been lights out against Syracuse, UNC, and Boston College. I think Nico could be lights out against those 3 teams right now. I was very skeptical of Cade Klubnik in terms of being a first-round pick before the season started. I did think he was going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the country just because I didn't love the quarterback play around the country and he has so much experience. This screams like a 3rd or a 4th round pick, especially with how this season has tanked for Clemson. So you still expect Klubnik to get drafted in the first 2 rounds. I'm going to go offsides there.
Offside.
All right, now Diego Pavia and number 17 Vandy host Garrett Nussmeier and number 10 LSU tomorrow and are actually 2.5-point favorites. The first time in, get this, 77 years that the Commodores have been favored over a top 10 team. Congrats. over there to Clark Lee and that team. Pavia and Nussmeier have nearly identical passing yards, about 1,400 this year, but Pavia has more touchdowns and fewer picks, and obviously is much better on the ground than Nussmeier. Onside, offside, Diego Pavia will be a better pro quarterback than Garrett Nussmeier.
I don't know if Diego Pavia is going to get this great opportunity. If you ask me, Zach, you're drafted a quarterback tomorrow. Who would you rather draft? I'm taking Diego Pavia over Garrett Nussmeier. But all these analytic nerds, all these draft analysts, Garrett Nussmeier this, Garrett Nussmeier that. I just think Garrett Nussmeier is going to get more of an opportunity, and people are going to just look at Diego Pavia as a college gimmick, is kind of how they're going to view him, even though what he's done has been sensational. So personally, I would rather take Pavia over Nussmeier. And if you say, Zach, who should be the better pro quarterback, I would say Pavia. But the question is, Pavia will be a better pro QB than Nussmeier. I think Nussmeier is going to get more opportunity. So I'm going to go offside on that one.
Offside.
All right, now we're looking at Georgia as they travel to Oxford to take on number 5 Ole Miss in a huge SEC matchup. The Bulldogs have looked vulnerable this year, losing to Bama and barely sneaking by Tennessee and Auburn, where they got screwed by the refs, or where they got lucked out by the refs. While Ole Miss's only quality win was a 5-point victory at home against LSU. So onside, offside, despite being ranked lower, Georgia is actually the better team than Ole Miss.
And Georgia is the significant favorite in this one, even though they don't have the higher ranking. I don't think so this year. I think Lane Kiffin's doing a phenomenal job there. I think they've struck gold with Trinidad Chambliss. I know the defense is questionable at Ole Miss. It's not as strong as the defense as last year, but I walk into this game thinking Ole Miss should win the game. And I love Ole Miss plus the points. I love them outright. So Georgia's the better team than Ole Miss. I'm going offside on that one.
Offside.
All right, now, Kalen DeBoer is finally seeming to silence some of his critics, winning 5 straight after that opening week loss. However, CBS Sports college football writer Adam Brennerman, I'm sure you love this report, threw out an interesting thought, tweeting, quote,
"No, this is not interesting though. This is a dumb thought."
Okay, well, I know where you're going to go with the onside offside then. "The more I think about it, the more I like DeBoer as a Penn State candidate. Do we know if he's happy at Bama?
Yes.
Clear path to the playoffs every year in the Big Ten."
Mm-hmm.
Close quote. Onside offside, DeBoer would be better off at Penn State than Alabama.
Let me just say this. I know Kalen DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer is not the most emotional person. I can guarantee you this. Kalen DeBoer is not thinking about for a second leaving Alabama to go to Penn State. If this was 4 or 5 years into Alabama, maybe a different story. But 2 years in, and last year, right, they had 3 losses. They missed the playoff. All right, got to make the playoff this year. And week one was a disaster. But since then, they haven't lost a game. I just don't understand, outside of the fact that Adam Bredeman played for Penn State and he's being a Penn State homer here, why you even suggest, like, swing big, go ahead. But there is no way, a 0% chance when we start the 2026 season, that Alabama's going to lose their head football coach to Penn State. And if Andrew Filippone was hosting the show, he would say, no numbing agents. If that happens, that Alabama's coach leaves for Penn State in the year of 2026, that my nipples will get pierced. Like what Filippone did last night. Now, I'm just saying that's what Filippone would say. That's not what I'm saying. But there's no chance that Alabama's going to lose their coach to Penn State this hiring cycle. DeBoer would be a better off at Penn State than Alabama? No. Offside.
Offside.
I mean, can we make that bet happen? Can we find a way to make
that
work?
I would bet a lot of things for this show. Putting my nipples on the line, those are very sensitive areas. I am not looking to get my nipples pierced anytime soon. That's a hot take.
I mean, I agreed to get a Chiefs tattoo on this show.
Yeah, and you're supposed to get one, and you never got one, and it's been 2.5 years.
No, I got one. It's just illegal for me to show it on the air.
Oh, because it's on your ass?
Somewhere.
Okay, last one. Let's go.
Last one. Let's go to a little bit of baseball before we get out of here. The Dodgers are rolling through the postseason, winning 8 of 9 in their 3 rounds, including starting the NLCS up 3-0 against Milwaukee. With one more win, the defending champs will reach their 5th World Series in 9 years, going 2-2 in the Fall Classic so far over that span. Onside, offside, if the Dodgers win the series again, the World Series, you will consider this team a dynasty.
So I think of dynasty as 3 and 4 years, 3 and 5 years. I know that they won the World Series in 2020, and they had one in 2024 last year, and then this one would be 2025. But with that being said, because Ohtani now is in the mix, I think it breaks it up a little bit. And now, like, that team in 2020, we view it a whole lot differently than the team of last year. So I think they would need to get one more on top of this one this year to become a dynasty. So this one and then another one to be viewed as a dynasty. If the Dodgers win the World Series again, you would consider this team a dynasty? Not yet. I think they would need another one, so I would go offsides.
Offsides.
Because, right, it was not only just Ohtani being there. They win the World Series in 2020. All right, people go, oh, it's a Mickey Mouse championship because it's COVID. Then after that, they lose in the NLCS. They lose in the NLDS. They lose in the NLDS. All right, then they go to Ohtani. They win the World Series. I think they'd have to win two more to become a dynasty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So our listeners give a lot of good ideas, right? We use Psych Mamter all the time, and he is just a social media magnet. It is crazy, the things that we throw out there, and he always just finds a way to get them to us instantly. Drunkle Sam is also very funny in the YouTube chat. And he said, I think it would be funny if Nico had the option to throw a challenge flag on one of these answers. So usually Stu reads the questions. Since Stu is out today, it would usually be Stu reading it. So in a normal setting, it would be Mike that could throw it. And we could have like a debate. I think that actually be good for onside, offside. Where you just, you could surprise attack me with a whistle. And if you don't, you don't have to do it every week, right? Because then it gets ruined. But when it really gets under your skin and something really grinds your gears with what I say, which you could say, tell me another day that ends in Y, that you just have like a whistle sound effect and then you throw a challenge flag on the field. Maybe you run into the studio, throw a challenge flag at me.
I feel like I need an actual flag that I can throw.
Yeah. And then you could have a little argument and you could see if you could get me to change my answer.
Me? Are you?
No. Yeah, you would never do that.
I think you're thinking of somebody else. You know, I'm very easygoing.
Now, you went to BU, correct?
Yes, the real BU. Not Baylor, not Buffalo, not any of that nonsense.
See, you do this all the time. Buffalo is not BU. It's UB, University at SUNY Buffalo. But anyway, what was your degree there? Were you communications?
No. I had a degree in business.
I was going to say, how did you not get a law degree? You would be a great lawyer.
I hate to read.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
I hate reading. Lawyers have to read so much.
What is it, the Derek Zoolander School for kids who can't read well and other things or whatever it was?
To read good and do other things good as well.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, I could see Samter walking in with the suit. you know, with the briefcase and like walk it on in and then start arguing some defense case
walking
or something like
that. Like this? Yeah. Why am I pumping my arms going into the courthouse?
It's like soccer mom energy. I just see it from
soccer
you.
Soccer mom?
Yeah.
You think soccer mom energy is going to win you a court case?
You know what? I do. There's some of my friends' mothers that when we played, well, I didn't really play soccer, but any of the sports that they would always argue. And when they would come walking into the school and my kid needs more playing time or this coach doesn't know what he's doing, there's always that one mom in the town that everyone's afraid of. I could see you being that person. You'd be a good lawyer.
Well, I now that Alexandra's starting to get to a point where she's going to start doing some sports,
I'm going to
totally be that dad. Yeah, like other people in this building, I'm definitely getting kicked out of youth sports.
Oh, yeah, with Brandon Tierney.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Jeez. I'm telling you, you never want to be that guy. I understand, like, you don't need to live vicariously through your kids. Your kids, let them play sports. Give them the platform to play sports. You never want to be that parent, though, that's going to toss that a little league game or that is getting into a fight with an umpire. I just don't think it's a good look.
Well, here's the question. Is there a professional skee-ball league out there? Because we've got a skee-ball machine, and Alex, at 2.5 years old, I mean, she climbs on top of the machine and walks halfway up the thing. But she gets, like, you know, 30s and 40s consistently.
Now, BT's kid is a very nice kid. I actually sat next to him at a Yankee game, and it seems like BT's kid is a very good athlete. I've seen some videos.
Yeah, Colt.
But still, whenever a parent is raving about how good their kid is at sports, I always just get the ick out of it. It's like, okay, your kid's 10. How good can your kid actually be? Now, he looks great. Hey, I've seen him run the football. He seems really good. But whenever, this is not directed at BT. This is just anyone in general. Anyone says, oh, my kid's so good at sports. Like, are they really? Like, how good are they? Like, they're good at middle school, but are they going to be anything in high school? They could be anything in college? I don't know. Maybe it's because I went to sleepaway camp. And if you were, like, great at sleepaway camp, did you even make your high school team? Questions like that. Yeah, Samter?
Sorry, I went to Jewish sleepaway camp as well. I've got
Samter,
to turn my mic on.
Samter's talking. He's like, the hand movements, and I go, you know your microphone.
No, I hit the button to change the camera, and I didn't turn my mic on. But I went to Jewish sleepaway camp also. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids who are the best athletes in Jewish sleepaway camp are like the 27,000th best athlete in the state.
Not
so,
all the
like,
time.
Let's be honest.
Not all the time. Not all the time. There are some very good athletes. There, you know, you don't think Kevin Youkilis was good when he went away in the summer at baseball? You know, I'm just saying there are.
That
anyway,
guy did not have an athlete's body.
Yeah, but Bartolo Colon didn't have an athlete's body. All righty, it's time to answer Ask the Pros question today. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And the question comes from Kevin in Pensacola. Colts Chargers this weekend. Who do you have more confidence in this season? You can submit a question by tuning at INF Sports Center at Zach Gelb's and hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm actually going to go with the Colts. I'm going with the Colts. The Chargers, I know they're getting all back this week. They have a good offensive line. I love their coach in Jim Harbaugh. Justin Herbert's a good quarterback, but the two running backs going down, and Hampton will eventually come back, that is a concern to me, and they're in the tougher division, where if you look at the AFC South, I like Jonathan Taylor, I like Tyler Warren. I think Daniel Jones will find that rhythm for this year, which he's been doing, and they have a solid defense, too. So I'm going to say that the Colts are better this season than the Los Angeles Chargers. Doesn't mean the Colts are going to win the game this weekend, but I do think that the Colts are going to be better long-term. All righty, big thanks to Ariel Epstein. Big thanks to Ralph Russo. Big thanks to each and every one of you for tuning on in. I will be back on Sunday for Sunday Morning Football. You can also hear me do the Cowboys Commanders game on Compass Media Networks. And then we'll be back on this show Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Nico and Samter and Ack, thank you. We'll talk to you, everybody, over the weekend. I'm Zach Gelb. I'm out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.